April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Laurel Center has some very, very cool programs coming up to enlighten us, and here to tell us all about it, we have Leslie Hardesty, who is Sexual Assault Program Coordinator with the Laurel Center, and Kellyanne Harris, who is Sexual Assault Advocate working out of the Warren County Satellite Office. Good to have you both with us. Leslie, I'm going to start with you. You have a very special public awareness program tomorrow called Cheers to Consent. Tell us about it.
Right, Barry. Thanks for having us. The Cheers to Consent event includes four local breweries, Ale Station Brewing Company, Broken Window, Escutcheon, and Winchester Brew Works. We will have folks at each of those four events doing interactive activities to teach about healthy relationships and consent and boundaries. So when participants come into a brewery, they'll come up to our table, they'll get a little punch card, and they'll participate in fun games like bucket boundaries, which is kind of like a quarter bounce game with ping pong balls and buckets. We have a red flag, teal flag game, which is kind of a relay to answer questions quickly about consent. We have consent cornhole, and then we have a statistics prize wheel. So when they participate, they get their card punched, and then they can move from brewery to brewery doing one of these different activities. Once their card is punched, they can drop that card into one of our containers at our table and be entered into a drawing for a number of prizes, but our grand prize is an overnight stay at the George Washington Hotel.
Very cool. These participating four breweries, their staff has been involved in a unique way.
Yes, we spent the month of March training the brewery staff in bystander intervention, how to look for problematic situations, how to appropriately intervene when needed, when they sense someone might be struggling or having a problem. So we spent that time working with them, so they are ready to help educate the community as well during this event.
So that's Cheers to Consent, a brewery trail with a purpose, and that's tomorrow from 2 to 7 p.m. Then 1 week from tomorrow, it's the Candlelight Vigil at the Front Royal Gazebo from 6 to 8 p.m. Kellyanne Harris is a sexual assault advocate with the Laurel Center based out of the satellite office in Warren County. Kellyanne, it's great to have you with us, and tell us what's going to be taking place next Saturday at the gazebo.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So this year is our second annual Sexual Assault Awareness Candlelight Vigil. The event is held at the gazebo on Main Street in Front Royal. The focus is on empowering and unifying the community by honoring survivors of sexual violence and combating sexual violence within our communities. There will be multiple community leaders. Some survivors will get up to speak. We do have the Warren County High School Choir who will be performing this year. We'll have the lighting of the candles. There will be an open mic for the audience to come up and speak if they wish to. Moment of silence. The mayor will be reading a proclamation, and we look for a really good turnout.
Sounds like a very powerful program. That'll be from 6 to 8 p.m. next Saturday. If we want information about the Cheers to Consent and the Candlelight Vigil or anything else about the Laurel Center, where do we go?
So you can go to the website, thelaurelcenter.org, or you can like us on Facebook.
Leslie Hardesty, Kellyanne Harris of the Laurel Center, thank you both for what you do, and thanks for being with us on the Community Corner.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.